Blog Talk Radio.
I knew what I
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time. The first song they played was Unpretty by TLC. The second song was I Knew What I Was Getting Into by Missy Edwards. And you should know that tonight's message was inspired by the TLC song Unpretty. Beloved, sometimes we expose ourselves to unnecessary pains, just to please someone else whose standard we don't meet. Well, we should just be pleased with ourselves as we are. And somebody I'm talking to tonight, you were pleased with yourself. You used to think you were cute, just a little bit on the skinny side, just a little bit this and a little bit that. You were pleased with yourself, though, for the most part, until they started projecting their own insecurities on you. He was the one. She was the one that made you feel unpretty, unattractive. Now you sit up and judge yourself. You judge everything about yourself. Your hair is not long enough. It won't grow. So you want to buy more. They criticize your nose, and now you want to fix it because they said so. They criticize your small breasts, your thin lips, and now you want to fix it because they said so. Men, I haven't forgot about you men. They criticize your performance, and now you want to buy some Viagra to fix it because they said so. Ladies, you want to buy off the MAC counter. Buy all the makeup you can get your hands on to cover up what's wrong with your face because they said so. Beloved, what you don't understand is this type of wanting to cover up is not something that just started with you and your generation. What you don't understand is this type of covering up, this type of wanting to cover up, is something that didn't just start with you and your generation. It actually started with Adam and Eve. It actually started with Adam and Eve, which makes it a part of the curse that fell upon this earth. It's a part of the curse that fell upon this earth. The devil is trying to use you to curse you, but God, it all started when Adam and Eve did one thing wrong and then decided they wanted to cover themselves. They wanted to cover up how God made them. And many of you tonight, that's what's going on with you. You want to cover up the way God made you. So you're using makeup. You're thinking about breast implants. Somebody is, you're trying to use Viagra. You're trying to do all of this and all of that, trying to buy some extra this and some extra that to cover up the way that God made you, not knowing that it's all a part of the curse. The devil is trying to use you to curse you, but God, it all started with Adam and Eve. Like I said, when they did one thing wrong, then they decided to cover themselves, cover up how God made them. The Bible says at that moment their eyes were open, and they suddenly felt shame. Their eyes were open, and suddenly they felt shame. They felt shame at their nakedness, so they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Genesis 3:7, New Living Translation. All it takes is for you to do one thing wrong, and the devil will use your blame that you're feeling. All it takes is for you to do one thing wrong, and the devil will use the blame that you're feeling. He will use the shame that you're feeling to then show you everything. Everything wrong with you, everything you ever done wrong, he will then in that moment when you're feeling the blame, when you're feeling the shame, he'll show you everything you ever done wrong. Everything ever that's been wrong with you, or at least that's what you think that's been wrong with you. He will show you all of that, but the devil is a liar. Somebody, I want you to know that tonight that the devil is a liar. You don't have to be ashamed of who you are. You don't have to be ashamed to be as you are. You don't have to pretend to be something or someone you're not. It's not about how you look or don't look. It's not about how you perform or don't perform. It's not about having Viagra in your system. It's not about having makeup on your face. You see, beloved, we all go through times when we feel unpretty, unattractive. T-Boz even said in her book, after getting out of the hospital, there was a time that she felt unpretty. There was a time that she, too, felt unpretty. Now, you would think T-Boz, out of all people, T-Boz, one-third of the legendary group TLC, you would think there's no way T-Boz could ever possibly know how it feels to struggle with her looks, know how it feels to struggle and be uncomfortable with herself, how it feels to feel unpretty. The truth is, because we've chosen, they didn't choose it, but just because we chose it to glamorize the life of certain people, that doesn't make them exempt from the same insecurities and same struggles as us. When the camera is not on, when the curtain is closed, and there's no stage, guess what? They struggle too. Now let's get into tonight's foundational text and pull the curtain back on Leah. Let's pull the curtain back on Leah's life and see how she handled her struggle with feeling unpretty. Tonight's foundational text is Genesis chapter 29, verses 17 through 35. NIV again, Genesis 29, verses 17 through 35, NIV. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a very lovely figure, and she was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, I'll work for you 70 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel. Laban said, it's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to make love to her. So Laban brought together all of the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and Jacob made love to her. And Laban gave his servant Zilpah to his daughter as her attendant. When morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me? Laban replied, it is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. Finish this daughter's bridal week, then we will give you the younger one also in return for another 7 years of work. And Jacob did so. He finished the week with Leah, and then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel to be his wife. Laban gave his servant Bella to his daughter Rachel as her attendant. Jacob made love to Rachel also, and his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah. And he worked for Laban another 7 years. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben. So she said, it is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now. She conceived again. And when she gave birth to a son, she said, because the Lord has heard that I'm not loved, he gave me this one too. So she named him Simeon. Again, she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, now at last, my husband will become attached to me because I have bore him 3 sons. So she named him Levi. She conceived again. This is a 4th time, y'all. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, this time I will praise the Lord. So she named him Judah. Then she stopped having children. Leah was said to have weak eyes. That's the only physical trait given about her in tonight's foundational text. Leah ended up married to Jacob. She ended up married to the first man to really come around in this special way. Too bad he was mostly coming around for her younger sister, Rachel, who was said to be beautiful. And Jacob loved her. He loved her beauty. Leah's weak eyes, you know what, y'all? Not so much. He didn't love her weak eyes. But because it was not customary in those days for the younger sister to get married before the older. Leah ends up married to Jacob first. And all throughout the text, Leah's low self-esteem can be felt by anybody that knows how to read between the lines, by anybody who's ever been in her shoes. Leah wanted to be looked at as beautiful, not as a girl with weak, sad, funny-looking eyes. It's hard when you feel unpretty, unpretty to yourself, unpretty to those around you, and the person you like, the person you're crushing on, in a relationship with, married to even. Married to. Imagine you married to them. And they still don't even care enough to tell you any different. So you just assume it's true. You're unpretty. Unpretty, tonight's message. Leah felt unpretty, and based on how she felt about herself on the inside, that's how she lived on the outside. But love, how you feel about yourself on the inside is how you will live on the outside. But love, how you feel about yourself on the inside is how you will live on the outside. And for somebody, that explains a lot. And for somebody, that right there explains a lot. She, Leah chasing in behind Jacob, trying to win his heart for real, trying to make herself feel his love, because she never learned to love herself, because she never learned to love herself. Her daddy didn't teach her the value of herself. Daddy didn't take the time to teach her the value of herself before handing her over to Jacob, because it was customary to give the oldest daughter in marriage, then the younger. But through it all, Leah remained in the shadows of her younger sister's beauty, her younger sister Rachel, who also became Jacob's wife, feeling unloved and unpretty. Somebody, I know you know exactly how Leah felt. She felt unloved and unpretty. Feeling unloved and unpretty, Leah throughout Genesis 29 begins to change her body. Leah, throughout Genesis 29, when the Lord gave me this message, he told me to pay attention to how, with each pregnancy, she was changing her body. And for those of you that have been pregnant, you know, with every pregnancy, your body changes more and more. Feeling unloved and unpretty, Leah, throughout Genesis 29, begins to change her body. Baby after baby after baby, she changed her body. She put on weight. Not just because she was pregnant, but to change her body. Try to get the man she loved to look at her body and see her as appealing, see her as beautiful, and not just his weak-eyed baby mama. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you're currently trying to change your body. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you're currently trying to change your body. And for what? Do you even know why? Do you even know why you're fascinated with plastic surgery? Do you even know why you're seriously considering breast implants? Why you're willing to have Botox injected into your body in every place imaginable? You started wearing way too much makeup at an early age. You started wearing way too much makeup at an early age. The cover up for you began at an early age. And do you even know who or what triggered your insecurities? And do you even know who or what triggered your insecurities? Who made fun of you? Who was it that never paid attention to you? Somebody else. So you binge eat. You overeat. Not because you're pregnant, but because you want so badly for him to love you, for them to love you and accept you. And when they don't, you eat. You eat because you don't even love yourself. Eating has become like your punishment for who you think you need to be. Eating has become your punishment for who you think you need to be but can't be. So Leah had child after child after child, and after each one she said, surely he will love me now. Surely my husband will become attached to me now. He'll see me differently now. Jacob never did see Leah differently. He never did see her differently. When you are not what they want, hear me, ladies, when you are not what they want, but what was forced upon them, when you are not what they want, but what was forced upon them, they will not see you different. When you are not what they want, But what was forced upon them, Leah was basically forced upon Jacob because he really wanted Rachel. So when you're not really what he wants, but what was forced upon him, he will not see you different. They will not see you different. Therefore, do not waste your time like Leah chasing somebody that does not want you. Do not waste your time chasing it behind somebody that does not want you. Chasing and not receiving is not helping your self-esteem. Chasing and not receiving is not helping your self-esteem, but suppressing it even further. Focusing your attention on videos, magazines, on other people in general that you find attractive, and comparing yourself to them is not helping your self-esteem, but it's actually suppressing it even further. That's why the Bible says comparing yourself to others is not wise. That's why the Bible says comparing yourself to others is not wise. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, NIV. Comparing yourself to others is not wise, but that's exactly what Eve did when she compared the fruit she had to what she didn't have, and she decided and she made the decision after talking it over with the serpent to unknowingly forfeit the trees and the fruit she did have for one apple. That's what she did. She talked it over with the serpent, and she made the decision to forfeit the fruit she did have, forfeit what God had already gave her for one apple, all because the apple was looking good, which was the beginning of the fall for her and Adam. Read Genesis 3. And that's exactly what many of you are doing. Just like Eve, you're comparing the fruit you have to what you don't have. That's what many of you are doing tonight. You're comparing the fruit you have to the fruit you don't have. You're comparing the fruit of your body to someone else's body. Your breasts, your hips, your lips to someone else's. Your skin to someone else's skin. Your nose to someone else's nose. Throwing yourself in the midst of an unfair competition. Throwing yourself in the midst of an unfair competition. Especially since the other person whom you view as beautiful, whom you view as perfect, especially since that person doesn't even know there is a competition. You admire them from afar and you just think they're all of that. But guess what? I guarantee if you follow them home and in the midnight hour, they have troubles too. They have things that come up in their mind, come up in their heart that bothers them too about themselves. Nobody's perfect. Remember that. Nobody's perfect. I don't care how they look on the outside. But love, you're experiencing the downfall and withdrawals from something you don't even have to go through. You're experiencing the downfall and withdrawals from something you don't even have to go through. Don't you know that God made you exactly the way he wanted? Don't you know that God made you exactly the way he wanted? Had you been made any different, I like to make you think on Prolific Fire, so think with me. Had you been made any different physically, you wouldn't fit in with the style of your family. Had you been made any different, you wouldn't fit in with the style of your family. And every family has a distinct style, a look that caters to that specific family. And for somebody whose father is now deceased, I'm talking to somebody right now. Your mother and your father is now deceased. And the greatest memory you have of them is when you look in the mirror. And the greatest memory that you have of them is when you look in the mirror. So why do you want to change that? Why do you want to change that? Who is it that's gotten in your ear? Who is it that has gotten in your ear the way the serpent got in Eve's ear in Genesis 3? A word for somebody. Whoever gets into your ear gets into your life. A word for somebody, whoever gets into your ear, gets into your life. And is it really worth it? And is it really worth it? Who is it that's gotten into your system? Who is it that's gotten into your system? And you're so in love with them. They've gotten into your system the way Jacob was in Leah's system in tonight's foundational text. Is it really worth it to get rid of your mother's nose? Is it really worth it to get rid of your mother's nose, to get rid of your daddy's lips, to get rid of your father's lips? Think about this. If you could look like you look if you can look like you look, exactly the way you look right now, if you can look like you look, exactly the way you look right now, with nothing change, if you can look exactly the way you look now, and get all the attention you want, especially from that special person, would you be so quick to hide yourself, cover up the change? If the answer is no, I wouldn't be so quick to hide myself, cover up, change myself, if I could get all the attention I wanted. If the answer is really no, then you're not as unpretty. I'm here to tell you, then you're not as unpretty, as unattractive to yourself as you feel right now. You may feel unattractive and unpretty right now, but really, deep down, there's something in you that likes you, that approves of you, something in you that just wants to be you. There's something in you that still, no matter everything that you've been through, struggling through, with self-esteem issues, no matter what, no matter everything that you've been through, there's still something in you that still just wants to be you. Therefore, looking different is not the answer. Therefore, looking different is not the answer. In tonight's foundational text, Leah had four sons. Leah had four sons for what she hoped. She had four sons for what she hoped would be in exchange for Jacob's attention, his love and affection. She had four sons. Four sons in exchange for what she hoped would be Jacob's attention, his love and affection. After four pregnancies, her body had to look somewhat different, more mature, fuller in some areas. Her body had to look more mature after four pregnancies, fuller in some areas, and no twins in these pregnancies, four separate pregnancies. After four pregnancies, her body had to look somewhat different, more mature, fuller in some areas, and still Jacob didn't want her. And still, Jacob did not want her, and so she stopped having children. She stopped putting her body through changes in that season of her life. She stopped putting her body through season of her life. Looking different definitely is not the answer. Somebody looking different is definitely not the answer. Beloved, it's time. Beloved, it is time. It's time you look inside yourself, in the words of TLC, and find out who you are. Instead of chasing them, chasing what the world calls pretty, what the world calls beautiful, and coming up short, making yourself feel unpretty, unattractive, because in your own eyes you see failure. Instead of chasing beauty according to the world, pretty according to the world, seek to find the greatness that's inside of you. Somebody seek to find the greatness that is inside of you. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. You are the apple of God's eye. You are the apple of God's eye. Psalm 17:8 NIV. You are his treasured possession. Deuteronomy 14:2 NIV. You are the rose he protects as the rose of Sharon. Song of Solomon 2:1 King James Version. You are the one he sings over and quiets with his love. Zephaniah 3:17 New King James. You are the one he feels. You are the one he feels. Mark 5:27-32 NIV. You are the one he took the time to make so wonderfully complex. You are the one he took the time to make so wonderfully complex. Psalms 139:14, New Living Translation. Father God, heal every emotional wound on tonight. Uncover every part of them they're trying to cover up and heal, Father. Rebuild every torn down self-esteem makeup. See through stuff bras. See through the fashion magazines and Viagra. See through the tears of that one who binge eats. See through the tears of that one who doesn't eat, trying to fit into a size 2. See through it all and restore their eyes and minds. Restore the eyes and minds of everyone listening, whether they're listening live or to the replay. Restore so they can see themselves the way that you see them. Restore so they can think of themselves in a way that is pleasing to you. See through the pain and heal it thee. See through the pain and heal it thee. See through the pain of everybody affected by the church shooting in Texas on yesterday. both the victims' families and the shooter's family. See through the pain and heal it, thee. We ask for mercy and grace in this, their time of grieving as a community. In Jesus' name, amen. After hearing tonight's message, and you still want to have something done, after hearing tonight's message, and you feel like you still want to have something done, here's my advice to you. Know why you're doing it. Know why you're doing it. Do it for yourself and no one else. If you're going to do it, do it for yourself and no one else. But truthfully, God has no unpretty. Unattractive children. Just a peculiar breed. We're just a peculiar breed. And if you're somebody listening under the sound of my voice and you are not yet God's child, but you desire salvation, repeat after me. Father God, I believe in Jesus. I know I am a sinner. Come change me. Do a work in me and in my life. Heal where I need it the most. Heal where I need it the most. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to go to the website, prolificfireministry.com, for more details, etc. Go to the website, prolificfireministry.com, for more details, etc. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you. Tell me your prayer request, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Thank you once again, everybody, for taking the time to join. I pray that somebody was blessed, richly blessed on tonight. Once again, if you desire prayer, press 1. Okay, if you're somebody listening on under the sound of my voice, listening online, or if you're on the phone right now and you don't want to pray with me right now, but throughout the week or some other time you desire prayer, whether you listen online or on the phone right now, you can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com for prayer or Bible-based consultation. It is free. Also, you can find me on Twitter. Keep up with me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. If you're not following me on Instagram, get on Instagram. It's fun. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pate. Join her for prayer and encouragement on Faith on the Line, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Every Friday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Call the same number that you call for Prolific Fire. But instead of calling on Monday, call on Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. A flyer will be up on my page for her. Don't worry if I'm talking too fast and you missed it. Check the flyer out on one of my social media pages. The phone lines will be open to take your prayer requests and pray with you on that particular night. Then join me back here next Monday, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number, 347-426-3782. Basically, for both Prolific Fire and Faith on the Line, that's the only number you need. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prolific Fire. And the message for next Monday will be divorced and marrying again. Remember, the vision statement for this ministry is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. With that being said, once again, thank you, everybody. I will see you next Friday when you join my sister. I will be on the line with her because I need prayer too. And then come back on Monday, and I will see you then. God bless.